So the confusion that we sometimes see right now is that there may be couples who were married in another state outside of Colorado, for example, in Iowa. Couple X and Y got married in Iowa and are living in Colorado. They are legally married in the eyes of Iowa and in the eyes of the federal government now. But in Colorado, they will be deemed to have a civil union without actually going through any steps to do so. So they will be treated by the state government in Colorado as having a civil union, but in Iowa and in the federal government structure will be deemed to be married. So now what this is the cleanup for the tax code to make sure that those individuals can still file joint taxes. Because realistically, the issue that we had was that the first line of the Colorado income tax form is pulling the federal number. So if historically, our state income tax forms have always been directly linked to the federal form, and this is just to continue that process and make it clearer for couples that they don't need to file two separate single tax forms in Colorado while they're filing a joint or singly married form at the federal level.